CliffCentral.com.
Good. Let's turn our attention now to Sean Sanders. Sean is the co-founder of a fantastic company called Revix. I am frequently check in on their website because I got some money on there, just like so many of you. And it's exciting. My God, the last couple of weeks have been unbelievable in the world of cryptocurrencies, in the world of gold, in the world of the US dollar coin that they've got on there. Sean, it's good to see you. How are you, bro?
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, I'm good. This is insane. The period, I mean, this last, what, 2-3 weeks has been just unbelievable. So, I mean, if you look then back over the last year, it's also been unbelievable. Like,
I don't know.
No one expected this to happen so quickly.
I don't know if you're like me, but I wake up in the morning and now instead of checking who's WhatsApped or what I've got to do on you know, my schedule, my calendar, first thing I do is go and check the price of Bitcoin now. And it's kind of become a bit of an addiction.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It happens to the best of us. I mean, I've had this addiction for quite a few years. I suppose when you build a business around Bitcoin or cryptocurrency in general, you start becoming really obsessed with it and you actually have to take a step back and to say, right, okay, let's just look at the longer term price movements.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you had to track the prices every single day,
it drives you crazy. I mean, I'm buying, selling, and I know that that's not very smart in the long run. You almost want to just place your bets and then just wait a long time to make the serious returns. All right, so talk to us quickly because you guys have just re-engineered your whole dashboard, and I think it looks really cool. It's a lot easier to understand and read. What's the reception been?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, there's been a few bugs we've needed to work through, don't get me wrong. Like with any release, people are finding some interesting little, you know, bits and pieces where maybe some information's a little, it's a little different to what they're used to before. But other than that, I mean, we've had a great response, loads of Google reviews. So, you know, thank you to everyone who's left us reviews on Google and, you know, who signed up and all the rest. I think the biggest component, which a lot of people don't really know about or they haven't really experienced ready, is that when they make trades now, so when you go out and you make a purchase or you make a sale, we've optimized the trade engine that we have. And what that means, I mean, trade engine sounds really fancy and all the rest, mm-hmm. but it really means that when you go and try buy cryptocurrencies on our platform, we're not like other exchanges. We can actually go and try source you the best prices in the market. And that means every single time you make a purchase or sale, you're actually getting an advantageous price relative to somebody who's just trading on a single exchange.
All right. So I got to ask this because it's something that a lot of people are asking all over the internet. And you're no Nostradamus, but I know that you could probably help point us in the right direction. Bitcoin hit an all-time high again yesterday, $50,000 for a Bitcoin. Do you see things leveling out? Do you see things dropping significantly, or do you see them accelerating even faster in the next couple of weeks?
So one of the best indicators, and probably the only significant indicator when it comes to looking at crypto in general, is momentum. Mm. So you need to look at sort of what the price has been doing or what have the prices been doing over the last while, and that's generally the best indicator for what they're going to be doing in the future. Now, having said that, naturally, at some point in time, that momentum indicator doesn't become useful and the market declines. But if you look at what happened this last week, you have Canada that's come out to release the first North American ETF. Now, the reason that this is such a big deal, it's a North American ETF for Bitcoin in particular, is that all of a sudden, everyday people, so everyone that's listening to this that has a brokerage account, if you were based in Canada, you would now be able to buy Bitcoin through a licensed security-like product. Wow. Now, that is huge news, and not necessarily because Canadians can now invest in Bitcoin through this ETF, but generally speaking, there's a 2 or 3 month lag, and then the SEC approves a Bitcoin ETF, and that's in the US, and that could be a flood of money into the space. The other big news, and you know, there's never a boring news in the world of crypto, but you've had Morgan Stanley come out, and they're looking at adding Bitcoin to some of their bigger funds, some of their more diversified funds. There's a lot of money in that space. And then you've had MasterCard move into the space and say that they're willing to accept crypto on their network. So, you know, as a payment provider like a Visa, now they're happy that you could potentially be using stable coins to move value. And the thing is that this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. All of a sudden, you've got a MasterCard, a Visa, a Tesla, you know, on this bandwagon. More players move into the space. More people feel comfortable entering the space. There's more infrastructure built. There's a greater network effect. And then it just starts, you know, going and going and going. And that's where we are today. where you've got a lot of momentum behind crypto. And, you know, as soon as there's a pullback in this market, there's a lot of buyers. So if I have to kind of, you know, guess, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing I can do. If I have to guess about where this market's going to go, I don't see a major pullback. It's not to say that it's not going to happen, but I don't see a major pullback over the short term as the likely outcome. I probably see us drifting up a little further.
If simply put, are you bearish or bullish at the moment?
I'm bullish.
Okay.
All right. Very bullish.
Just quickly, because I'm sure Gord and Sia have some questions too, but I've got to throw mine in. So the Rand is doing very well at the moment. What is driving that?
I would love to say it's South Africa, but unfortunately it's not. So the Rand acts as an emerging market currency, emerging market proxy. Mm. So when emerging markets seem more favorable and the dollar looks a little weaker, which has been the case over the last while, people move into the Rand. So just to, you know, an interesting stat, do you know about 1/3 of South Africa's GDP is traded in terms of notional Rand volume on a daily basis? So the Rand is the most traded emerging market currency by far around the world. And what essentially that means is that if you're a hedge fund analyst or you're a portfolio manager sitting in some endowment in Europe or in the US, and you want to trade emerging market currencies, you don't go and trade a basket of emerging market currencies. You actually just go out and you start trading the Rand. And that's one of the reasons people always go, oh, okay, well, the Rand strengthened, the government's done something. No, it's like South Africa doesn't really do all that much to impact its currency, certainly not over the long term. So that's the one factor. And the other factor is that, you know, you probably wouldn't be looking at a better time for emerging market assets. Remember, you've got a lot of governments around the world that are going to be putting stimulus policies in place, already have put stimulus policies in place. And that means they're going to be building highways. They're going to be, you know, putting people back into jobs. That's going to require a lot of natural resources, and natural resources generally come from emerging markets. So that's pretty much the reason that you're seeing now 14.69 to the dollar, which is a pretty attractive, you know, exchange rate.
That's fantastic.
Good time maybe to move into you know, hard assets. So moving your rands out of South Africa potentially.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff. I'm not sure I would bet on the rand long term, but it's easy to make those profits short term. And also, I've heard lots of people saying that, you know, the way to play this is also to short the rand when you think it's going to come a cropper against these stronger currencies. So let's ask Gordon and see if they have anything that they want to ask you before we wrap it up for this morning.
Damn it, no. I was formulating some sort of bearish joke for Gord's benefit. So that's what I was formulating. Sorry, no.
Yeah, thanks for thinking of me. No, I was actually going to ask a couple of questions about sort of entry points into the market for regular people who find the whole thing a little intimidating, but it sounds as if these platforms are intended to do just that.
Yeah.
Make it kind of a more mainstream, because it's even Bitcoin has been mainstream news for a while now. And I mean, obviously, if you don't have a general sense of it, you've obviously been paying no attention at all. But this idea of actually being able to participate still conjures images of my two friends, James and John, with their specially dedicated computers in their houses that are like permanently running some mysterious background mining operation. And they say words you don't understand. And I'm like, wow, it's intimidating. And I think I might have to join the Freemasons. So like the fact that you can just download an app, put in some money and be like, okay, cool, I kind of can just be involved without having to like do the blood ritual. I mean, that's interesting to me, and it sounds like what you guys are doing.
Blood ritual. Well, you could put like 500 rand in Gordo, and you could just watch that move around. You know, it's fun to do.
I'm interested in that kind of a thing. You know,
I think entry level really is to make it super simple for everyday people to be able to invest in these emerging technologies or sectors, and that's sort of, you know, at the moment we focused on cryptocurrencies. So we've got these cryptocurrency bundles which give you diversified exposure to the cryptocurrency market. So instead of you going out and just gambling on, let's say, Bitcoin or Ethereum, you could buy a basket that gives you exposure to, say, the top 10 cryptocurrencies. And that way, you know, you kind of just sit back, you watch however the market performs and the bundle performs in accordance with that. Going forward, we want to look at, you know, more emerging themes. So if you think about, you know, AI, biotech, e-commerce, gene therapy, medical cannabis, you know, all these emerging themes and sectors that people are really passionate about. I mean, people read about these various areas on a daily basis. And then you turn around to them and say, wouldn't you like to invest in those areas? And generally speaking, it's like, yeah, hell yeah. How do I do that? And that's sort of the problem that we're going to be looking to solve over the next few months.
Well, listen, Sean, always good to check in with you. Thank you so much. I see Bitcoin heading right up again towards the $50,000 mark. So it's going to be an interesting day and another couple of interesting days, I'm sure, after that. Go to revix.com, sign up today. And Gord, this is for people like you who are a bit nervous, not entirely sure of how everything works. They make it as simple as possible for you. You can find out more by following them on the social media at Revix Invest. That's R-E-V-I-X, just in case, because I actually got an email from someone the other day, Sean, who said, I've been listening to you guys talking about this Rebix, R-E-B-I-X, for a long time now, but I can't find it anywhere on the internet. So no, it's Revix.
Oh, come on.
R-E-V, look at Sean's shirt, R-E-V-I-X.com, and you can find out more there.
CliffCentral.com.